Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? We are
hey.
On Rainbow Rendezvous. Gosh. Lady, come on enough to just say Blog Talk Radio. Okay.
Okay. But you know what? It's all good. It's a beautiful day.
Isn't it?
It is. Love it.
How was your weekend?
It's been cool, man. I mean, not enough sleep in it, but it's definitely been a productive weekend, I must say. How's yours going?
It's going okay. I'm not even going to complain. I could, but,
right.
You know, like people say, it ain't going to do no good. Like, the old people say, I could complain.
Don't you
hate
that, though?
It ain't going to do no good.
When people say that, like,
all
why are you complaining? I'm like, listen, dude, because I need to get it off my chest, maybe.
You know, like, let me have this, please.
Can I have
a
moment?
Let me have this. So we got a special guest today.
Yes, yes, yes.
Why don't you tell people a little bit about who we're going to have on?
Yeah, so we have a rapper, artist coming on called Charisma. So we're definitely going to be getting in tune with her and her music and her style and her presence. So I'm definitely excited about that because I don't think we have had an artist on yet on Rainbow Rendezvous.
Have we not?
No, we have not.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so this will be like our big, you know, thing as far as like having an artist on. We have some activists on and we had authors and things of that nature, but we have yet to have a musical artist, so this will be our first musical artist and we're looking forward to getting in tune with her. So hopefully she'll be dialing in soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll be looking for that. But tell people a little bit about you and, you know, where they can find you, because I know a lot of times, you know, we kind of end up stretching this thing on out. So I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself to the people.
Yes, I'm Precious, a.k.a. Miss P of the Intune Show, and I definitely am the owner of Simply Sabuni Products. So you definitely can check those out at simplysabuni.com. And if you're interested in checking out the Intune Show, you can go to theintuneshow.com. And now tell the people about yourself and how awesome you are.
I'm all right, you know. But it's Phoenix Star 9. You know, I'm happy to say that we did get this show revamped, and I'm happy to have Miss P, or Precious, and she's affectionately known here, you know, like right here with me, riding this thing on out and just being able to bring on guests such as Charisma and the few other people that we've had. Well, not few, because we've been doing this for a little bit. But the other guests that we've had on as well. So I'm glad that, you know, I got my right and my left hand helping me helping me with this thing here. So, you know, but other than that, you know, we do have PhoenixStar9Online.com, which is really our more or less like the hip-hop, urban music blog. And it's also, we also offer promotion and just getting artists the necessities that they need, you know, to kind of stand out in this industry. We also have, what else we got? We got superinconline.com, and that is for authors. So we do like to help the authors out on another tip. So definitely check us out there. And we got this Rainbow Rendezvous thing. You can go to the site, www.rainbow-rendezvous.com, and check out what we have to offer there, such as stories, adult LGBT stories, as well as poetry. And we also will be putting up more videos and more of our past interviews that you can check out. So hopefully, you know, you'll get a chance to check that out and, you know, just viewing through what we got going on. Even Precious has some stories and some poetry up there. So,
yeah, definitely.
I mean,
and
we waiting on
everybody. Right. I promise everybody to add one there today. This weekend got a little bit crazy for me because I was dipping and dabbing in a lot. But I definitely have some more poetry stuff that I have recently written just off the top of my head you know, put up on a site. So you guys look out for that. That's coming.
Okay. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. Like, I'm going to be checking.
Yes, and I just, you know, for you guys that's waiting for the interview and stuff like that, I just hit up the people, and you know how that can go sometimes to see where we are with everything.
Yes. So, while we wait, let's tell people a little bit about some of the upcoming interviews we're going to be having. Let me go to our schedule because we got some pretty interesting people coming on.
We do. We have Couples in the Kitchen coming up.
Okay.
You know, it's
tell
two guys
that.
That are married and they're in a relationship, and we definitely want to gain on them. You know, because it's hard. I don't know about you guys. Even if you're not in a relationship with somebody, like to have somebody in a kitchen with you while you're trying to do your thing, it's not always easy. You know what I mean? You want people to like, hey, don't look at the recipe. Hey, don't look at me. Don't bother me. Don't stress me. So I think it's kind of cool that they are working together in the kitchen. You know,
yeah,
doing anything.
I mean, without trying to hurt each other, because
right.
Sometimes you'd be like, please get out of this kitchen while I'm trying to make this food, because you're stressing
right.
me the hell out. Okay, maybe I went too far, too deep, too personal, but I'm just saying, you know, you'd be like, man, listen, you need to back up. That's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let me cook this fish. Let me chop up these onions without chopping you up at the same time. Because it's about to make me take it there. So, it's all good, though. So, we got them. Who else we got?
Oh, we also have Butterfly coming up. She's a lesbian woman who was raised by a lesbian mother. And she actually has been in an interracial relationship for a long time. So I think it's amazing that, you know, the interest is, we're trying to get her mom. I'm trying to get her mom booked on Rainbow Rendezvous, too, to tell us what it was like to be a lesbian, you know, raising her children and things of that nature. And then how she feels now about having a daughter that's a lesbian now and how, you know, that all conjured up in life. So we definitely are working on her, but we got Butterfly so far. So we'll be talking to her about interracial relationships with women and definitely growing up in a lesbian household and her, you know, her life. So I'm excited about
Word.
That as well.
We got
We're also
going to
be touching on, I'm sorry, really quick, with Butterfly going to be touching on sexual abuse. So, yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry about
deep.
That. Yeah.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I think that is something that we don't talk about a lot and was something we need to talk about. Everybody didn't get an advocate for it, but I'm glad that we got people that are brave enough to just even, you know, take the time out to speak out and to, you know, let people know about their pain and how they got through it. So it's going to be an interesting show. So I'm excited for that. And, you know, we come on every Sunday. That show is going to be actually, what, next Sunday? 4 o'clock p.m. So that's going to be interesting. Then we also got Miss Marsha Badger. And she's also out of New York. She owns Marsh Bar's Closet. And it's basically where they, you know, they kind of take, you know how you'll have like these expensive outfits, right? So they'll show you how to kind of get the same outfit, but at almost the same outfit, but at a very, very affordable rate, more affordable rate, I'll put it like that. So I'm definitely, I have been cool with her for a while. I've been cool with her for like a few years. I met her on, of course, Twitter, and she was blogging for this group named Three Minds. And there, she's basically, you know, she has her own blog now, so that's going to be interesting. So we're going to be having her on the 26th. So I'm excited for that, you know, and we're still, we are waiting for our guests, so hopefully we'll have her come through shortly. But we have, like, everybody else that we're going to be having on. It's going to be kind of like a we'll let you guys know situation.
Definitely, definitely. And Teek
like
is going to be on Teek Milan, for those who have heard of Teek Milan. He will also be on Rainbow Rendezvous at some point soon. I'm just trying to, like, work out what I think, because he's going to be doing a lot of traveling right now. You know, he's requested, like, almost everywhere LGBT is represented at this point in his life, which is an awesome thing. So shout out to Teek and his beautiful wife. But we definitely will be having Teek on Rainbow Rendezvous some point soon. So keep your ears open and eyes out for those tweets, because that's happening.
You said ears open,
mm-hmm.
eyes out. I'm not mad at that. I'm excited because that was somebody that I kind of just saw a lot on Twitter and Facebook and everything. I saw a lot happening, and I was just like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, people are really out here, you know, telling their truth, and it's scary. It can get scary for some people, but they're brave enough to just go out there and do it. So that's really dope to me.
Right.
I just want to know why it's so hot today, though.
So. It's hot out there?
Oh, my Jesus. You don't even know the how.
Oh, my goodness.
Not even the how. But, you know, oh, also, if you go to, we had our last guest that we had on, Mr. Adrian Dowling. Yo, he is trying to become or get the cover of Men's Health for Men's Health Ultimate Guy. So please go to his Facebook, Adrian Dowling, and vote, because it's requiring votes for him to be able to get that cover. So definitely vote for him. Check him out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm excited for him. You know what I mean? Like, somebody that we had on, he was really great, really great person, you know, from everything that we learned about him. So I'm excited about that. Very excited.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he wins and gets the cover. So that's my thing.
Right. That would be so amazing. He's another amazing individual. So definitely support and check out Aiden. You know, I don't know what's up with our guests. You know, I've been reaching out to their people, but as we all know, these things happen.
Yeah.
So fortunately enough for me, like, topics, you know, because we could talk about something, whatever's going on right now, you know, in life. And not be have a, you know,
word.
Our show doesn't go to hell because someone doesn't call in.
That's true. It does not. One monkey. I mean, she's not a monkey. Please don't let me just have that sounding crazy. But you know, we just don't let like setbacks like set us back or little
right.
things like that. So
absolutely
you know,
not.
When we get it, we get it. So it's
right?
all good.
All good.
Yeah. There is a
so,
lot going on.
It is. It's a lot going on. I mean, I'm trying to figure out, you know, what everybody's going through in terms of, you know, and this is kind of on the transgender side of LGBT, with having a problem with crossing over in a sense that why is it like transgender hasn't been like accepted yet, in terms of they feel like it's too out there. But I just feel like it's not too out there, and it should be looked at just like the person's still a human being.
Right.
Right? So transgendering or changing your body is still an individual, is still a person with a soul. And I think that it shouldn't be a problem, because what I'm learning from Teek Milan is that it's still not easy, and this is why he advocates. Because you're not readily accepted. And his point was to the world is like, am I not still a soul? A living, breathing individual. So, you know, for those that's out there that's, you know, thinking about transgender, you know, lifestyle, whatever the case may be, or in the process of it, just know that there's, you don't stress the little stuff, although I know it can be challenging.
Yeah, I mean, it can be. I think a lot of people don't get it. I remember being young, like, well, when I was younger, I remember people kind of like when they said, oh, you should just have a sex change, or when they made fun of people, like, you know, back in high school, it wasn't towards me per se, but they would just say things about people and be like, oh, they had a sex change. Like, you're young, so where do you learn this type of stuff? You know what I mean? Like, oh, somebody had a sex change. Like, you're 7, you're 8, you know what I mean? Like, you're 10. What are you talking about? What you know about that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is this being said as if it is something for somebody to be ashamed of if they are doing it? You know what I mean? For a child to hear that type of talk or watch talk shows or be in a room when these type of talk shows are going on, like Jerry Springer,
Jesus Christ. There was a big, I don't know if you remember, you might remember, but I remember, who was it, Jenny Jones? Mm-hmm. Was it Jenny Jones that had that show where I think somebody told their lover that they used to be a man, and it ended up in tragedy.
Really? Oh, yeah, the person got killed.
Yeah.
Right, I remember.
So, I mean, I just feel like it's just so much fear. I think people are just so afraid of, you know, of even telling the, even telling people who, you know, who they really are. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's you're afraid to say that, but you don't want to lose that connection. And that's something I always wondered about. Like, oh, they have a, oh, Lord, let me tell you about this. So they have a show. Uh-huh. You might have heard of this show, of course, called, it's a soap opera.
Okay.
Called The Bold and the Beautiful.
Yes, I've heard it.
Okay.
Heard of it.
It's whack still. It's still whack. But but my mom and my uncle watch it religiously. What are y'all doing? But anyway, they have a transgendered storyline going on with this girl named Maya, who used to be Myron. But we didn't know that because I'm like, you know, I was watching it. And during this whole situation, during this whole the whole time that this girl was on, as my mom says, the stories, the whole time she was on, you, like, how would you have known that she used to be a guy? You know what I mean? Because, or not used to be, but, you know, physically, you know, a guy. Because they were saying, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't know how this will work out, but they were saying that she had a little girl, and then the baby's dad came to town, and I'm just like, you know, they got to get their storyline right. Somebody got to explain that to me. Like, I know, you know how you have same sex parents and everything. But this, who's the real mama? Who's the real mama? So what's going on if the child is, you know, like, get together. Y'all shouldn't have did this. And I feel like a lot of times they're trying to capitalize on things that are going on in, you know what I mean, in the media, in the LGBT community, or anything that they
That's
can take
right.
from.
When they have
so they
no idea.
They should have started brand new. Exactly. They should have started brand new because I'm like, now y'all got to explain to me. How you say it? This girl had a daughter, right? If this girl had a daughter, and the baby daddy came to town
one time,
and was threatening to tell that she had a daughter, or that they had a daughter together. See, they're gonna make me go in. They're gonna have to show me some receipts.
Right.
Somebody gonna have to show me them receipts. Like, I need y'all to tell me what does this even mean. Somebody got to explain this here.
Well, let me know.
I'm so sincere. Like, somebody got to explain this here. But I got to tell you, I have a crisis. Well, not a crisis, but it's more or less a question. I remember when me and my friend, we were looking at this video of this guy. Who was an FTM, but what he did was he was, like, losing weight because he used to be a little overweight, lost weight, was getting in the gym. Then, you know, he made his transition, you know, and he really looked different. He looked like, I don't want to say El DeBarge or nobody, but he looked different. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you can kind of have, like, it was weird because, you know, I'm like, you still kind of look like a female. I know people take, you know, different hormones to kind of, I guess,
right.
to where they, you know, to feel more like the gender that,
right.
you know, they feel like they really are, or that they are, you know what I mean? So it's just weird because, you know, you look and you're like, I'm not even supposed to be attracted to you, but I am in a strange way. So my friend said she was side-eyeing me after that because I'm like, I don't know. I just still detect a little bit of that feminine energy, even though we all have, like, masculine energy and feminine energy in us, some more than others in different areas.
Right.
So I think that's interesting. I know I'm just going on and on and on, but, you know, I just felt like it was just really relevant to what we're talking about right now. So, you know, even with Adian, it was just different. You know what I mean? Because I don't mean to be so controversial. I can't help it. So in the face, a lot of times you can tell there is a little bit, just a tad bit of femininity, a little. You know what I mean? Like just a little that kind of makes you, I don't know how to explain it, P. I'm done.
No. You were doing a good job, you know, because you can totally, I mean, even in some of these hetero males, you can still see some feminine qualities
and
features in them. And I also think it has a lot to do with genetic makeup.
Yes, I agree.
You know, how much more testosterone or how, you know, much more whatever Y cells, CTs, whatever the hell you have in your body, you know, because I look feminine, but I feel like I can be very masculine.
Right, because you have that energy that resides in you.
Yeah, so it's like one of those things. It's like a slippery slope. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's nothing to be offended with, but it's just like some women have more hair, facial hair, than some men I've seen. Or more women have more hair on their legs or finger knuckles or whatever the hell, you know.
Let's just say this. My knuckles do have a little bit of hair on them. Not even going front like it don't. I remember when I was younger, I'd be like, man, what the hell is going on? Like, I was taking, like, a little razor to them to kind of, like, shave them. And I'm like, you know what? This is making it worse. God, why did you do this to me? But, no, you know what? It's like now, it's like, I don't know. I don't sweat it. You know what I mean? Because it is what it is. I just blame my parents.
It's their fault. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. You know, I have people ask me all the time, like, not people in general, but, like, my cousins and stuff like that. They'll be like, oh, you don't shave your legs, or what razor you use to shave your legs? I'm like, I don't shave my legs. I never shave my legs. They was like, what about the Nair? No, I don't use any products that remove hair, nor do I use any instruments or tools that remove hair. And not to say that it's something that's bad, but it's just I don't have to. I don't get hairy legs and stuff like that, you know? So fortunately for me, that don't happen. But I knew a female who used to get hair on her chest. Yeah, so quiet on that. I'm so serious. She had a patch of hair, like how men have a patch of hair in their chest sometimes, right between her two boobs. And men thought it was like the hottest things since sliced bread, and I couldn't understand that. Growing up, she would get all of the attention and not me, and I never understood that.
Well, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, them guys wanted to have a Pepsi without having to have a whole Pepsi. Like, they was doing the diet Pepsi.
They wanted to have a Pepsi.
You know what I'm saying? It was having a diet Pepsi. They just didn't want all the calories. You know what I mean? It comes with the full Pepsi, but they wanted the Pepsi. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
All I'm saying. It's all
like that. Right. That's it. So I'm also wanting you guys to know, for all our bi people out there, you know, because we love you all. I'm working on getting a bi organization down as well onto Rainbow Rendezvous.
Word.
Because I would love to, like, hear from everybody. So if anybody knows anybody or you yourself or want to share your story and a little camera shy, you can come on anonymously and we can kick it.
Anonymously. You guys know anonymously.
Yeah, like I'm going to call in one day and be anonymous. No, I'm just kidding because I'm on the show, so I'm going to call it. But
yeah, I don't know. That would confuse me. You got a voice changer?
Yes.
As well?
Yes, it's going to happen. I'm like, yeah, I'm calling in because, yeah. Just
you know
that.
What? When people do them type of voices, like when they do the extraness, like, you know what? You sound like you need to go to the bathroom. Sorry, you might be constipated.
Oh, my
you know
goodness.
What I mean? I'm just saying.
Oh,
but,
my goodness. Yeah, so definitely. All right, guys. Well, I'll guess whatever the heck didn't pan out, but it's all good.
Right, right,
things
right,
things
right,
happened,
right.
And we don't want to act like, you know, that doesn't happen because it does happen, and we would definitely check in on her and see what's up. But, yeah, Fiend, I guess we can just, you know, be done
yeah.
with it already.
Yeah.
You know?
Be done.
There we are. So you can find me, the official Ms. P, on Twitter, and you can find me at theintuneshow.com. And again, if you guys are interested in any custom body products, you can contact me at simplysabuni.com, and that's S-A-B-U-N-I.
All righty. Oh, and what, you did just tell them theintuneshow.com? My mind is a little
yes.
gone right now. Okay,
yes.
yeah. Make sure you guys check us out, Rainbow Rendezvous, Rainbow Rendezvous.com. Also, check me out, PhoenixStar9, PhoenixStar9Online.com. New website, I got you. New app, I might have you. I don't know. Don't get too technical. I might can't help you. I don't know. So let's just keep it simple. But anyway, we out. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you for coming through, Precious. Appreciate
no
you.
No problem, Fiend. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Have a good weekend.